Hello.
Hey.
You're listening to Peninsula Obscura. I'm Karina Kolb.
And I'm Rachel Peacock.
This is a podcast about the strange and unusual state of Florida.
We'll talk about Florida's weird history,
paranormal activity,
and of course, true crime.
Each week, one of us researches a topic, and then we talk about it in depth.
Let's dive in. Hey, how we doing?
Doing okay.
All right. hopefully everyone's thriving and surviving. Life is hard sometimes.
We're both miserable.
Because we're people, and that's what all people do.
I don't know about you, but miserable. If it rains like for 3 days straight, I get like
so fatigued. Yeah, fatigued. I'm fatigued, but we're also spoiled by Florida weather. I love the rain, so I'm okay with it. But I am slightly annoyed. Like, I was having some cramps. You know, life happens that way. That kind of added to it. I just want to lay in my bed all day, but I have to go to work, so that's...
If you wake up and it's dark and it's raining, it's the worst.
It's a bummer.
But, you know, April showers bring May flowers, right? It's January. Yeah. It's February. I don't know.
It's January. I was going to say it's a Mercury retrograde right now. So, it's not almost over, but it's like halfway through right now.
Wow. That's got to affect me even harder because I'm a Gemini. Mercury's my planet.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just about to ask you what your sign was. I'm a Virgo.
Yes.
But yeah. It still affects me. It affects everyone.
It affects us all. It's real. The celestial bodies affect your body, okay? Yes,
it's all science. No, well, if you believe in that sort of thing, like horoscopes and planets aligning or not aligning, like, power to you. That is something that I think is fun. Obviously, Karina thinks is fun, too.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
It's a love or hate kind of thing. But I guess we can all agree, talking about that science thing again, that we all go through changes day to day, just like the moon goes through phases. You know, crescent, waxing gibbous, waning gibbous, new moon, and of course...
The full moon.
You missed my... Yes, the full moon.
Did I see your glory?
Yes, you stole my joke. I was going to say Breaking Dawn, but it's fine.
Oh.
It was
you
a Twilight
paused and looked
joke.
At me, so I thought it was call and response.
No, well, it's okay. I really was trying to get to full moon, but my Twilight... Everyone forget about my Twilight joke because it was bad anyways. So yes, the full moon is not necessarily something that people usually care about or make a point to mark on their calendars, but for some, it is actually a special time. Some people make it a point every month to have a little get-together for the full moon. And, of course, full moon parties are a thing. I'm sure you've heard about them.
Rachel, you have no idea what you've just stumbled into.
Oh, God.
Literally.
What, Karina?
I have been to a full moon party.
Oh, I have too.
Okay.
But it was, I don't know what kind of full moon party you went to, but.
I mean, okay, so like my parents are hippies.
Okay.
And a woman my dad was dating, because my parents divorced, a woman my dad was dating when I was a like preteen was a part of a group called the Moon Sisters, and they would get together every full moon.
Oh my God.
And I don't know what they did, but they would play drums around the fire. I think there's probably some naked yoga.
Wow.
Some kind of, you know.
I did not know I was getting into this.
That's what I mean.
But it's, that's crazy.
I'm well acquainted with the full moon, my friend.
And then what are they? The moon sisters. Moon sisters. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of goes in lieu with what we're talking about today. I've been to a full moon party, but you've been to one of those, or you?
Well, they would have ones that kids were not invited to, and then they would have ones that people would bring their kids to.
Oh, okay.
And the ones that people brought their kids to were more just like parties. Bonfires.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds awesome. Like, I kind of wish I had a party every month to like go to. But
it's true. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, but I don't know about the naked yoga thing.
Yeah, like, and like, I don't know what went on the no kids allowed ones.
Yeah, me personally, it's not for me. Others go at it.
Yeah, sure.
Be free. Yeah, so I've been to a full moon party, but there's like, they have them in like, I didn't go to Thailand, but they have them in Thailand. I know they have a crazy one there where people are all on drugs and stuff. Not that I would go to that one, but the one I've been to, they have one. I'm from the Keys. Obviously, I say this all the time. Whatever. So they have at one of the resorts in Isla Mirada, they have like this thing called the full moon party, and it's just like music and like, there's food you can buy, you can drink these giant mason jar drinks. It's like really expensive to get in. It's like $20 to get in, which doesn't seem like a lot if you're rich, but it does when I'm poor.
It's a lot to get into like a
exactly
club.
If you're a local, you get a discount.
Oh, but nice.
Yeah, now I'm not a local anymore, so it sucks. So yeah, I've been to one, but there's another full moon party kind of thing where people get together. I don't know if they call it a full moon party because I haven't talked to these people. I just know that it happens, and it happens in a cemetery in Tallahassee.
Oh.
Ooh.
Closer to the Moon Sisters, maybe.
Maybe. They probably have contacts. different chapter. On the full moon and other occasions, witches meet at Tallahassee's oldest cemetery and visit a special grave with an interesting history. And how do they get there?
Broomstick?
Maybe not. Modern day witches probably use Uber. And for those of you who don't know this already, Tallahassee is the capital of Florida, so this is kind of weird. And while the work is getting done, the state's laws are getting formed, the bills are getting signed, modern witches gather, and it's in Tallahassee's oldest public cemetery, and they pay tribute to a woman who died over 130 years ago. Mm. For this woman's final resting place is considered to be quite unique, especially because many people believe that this woman was also a witch.
I got goosebumps. I love a good cemetery. I'm very afraid of ghosts. So it's gonna be fun.
Yes, this will be fun. So Karina, I know you know a little bit about this topic already, but for those of you that don't, here's a little history.
I mean, I don't really know that
you
much.
You don't?
I just know that it exists.
Okay.
So
okay.
Please educate me.
Okay. All right. We're all in this together. a long, long time ago, November 16th, 1889 to be exact. So we're going way back.
Way back.
Yeah. A 23-year-old woman by the name of Elizabeth Budd Graham took her last breath.
Oh, no.
She had been experiencing only a slight illness just a day or two before. And in the early hours of the morning, her health quickly declined, and she departed this earth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sad. We're going straight into the
going sad. Going into it. 23. Dying so young.
Left behind, her husband of nearly 2 years, John Alexander Graham, who was only 26. I thought he was going to be much older, but not.
Oh, hey. They're actually appropriate age.
Yeah.
That's nice.
His two young children that are hers, too, and only a small number of their relatives were there to like mourn her death. Mm. Her sudden death became a shock basically to all of them. Obviously, she's young,
right?
Supposed to be healthy. She wasn't really ill. So it was kind of weird and Sad. Elizabeth went by the name of Bessie, and according to her obituary, which I found online, I hope that it's correct and true, she was a loved and kind young woman. And here's a segment from the obituary I found. Possessed of a rare personal beauty and excellent traits of character that her young life should so suddenly and abruptly terminated when all before her appeared so happy and pleasant. Sad.
Very sad.
As I'm
kids too.
Yeah, it's.
But. I mean, like in the back 1800s, then.
It's,
I mean,
it's just kind of a success. She lived to 23. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. As I'm sure you've noticed, Bessie's qualities describe her as a young and beautiful woman, and she is certainly not depicted in a way that would make you think or make any grand assumptions about her in a way that you would think she was a witch.
Yes.
Maybe a good witch, but her obituary mentions no magic. So
right, it's not like
I did say when I was reading that I didn't know this before, but it says that she was possessed of rare.
Yes,
but that's kind of weird. But anyways, who? it's also said that there's no proof that Bessie ever practiced witchcraft while she was alive.
Okay.
However, it was not long after she was buried that beautiful Bessie became a rumor to be witch. The reason? Her final resting place was unique, to say the least. She was laid to rest in the Old City Cemetery in Tallahassee, and it is a peculiar cemetery in the way that it has a catalog of graves from a variety of societal roles and classes.
Mm.
So young and old people, all the like. From governors to slaves, farm workers to war veterans, and even victims of yellow fever. And of course, the witch grave that we're talking about today. Bessie's husband, John Alexander, showed his love for his late wife by laying her to rest with a grand tribute to the livelihood of her, I guess. Or I guess it wouldn't be lively anymore. I don't know why that wasn't funny.
And when you do your own
It's really bad. Yeah, no, I just pretend that didn't happen. Yeah, so Bessie's headstone was a large and beautifully carved obelisk, and it stands tall in Bessie's memory. It's adorned with sculptured feathers and a cross inside of a crown. Surrounding the obelisk, we've talked about the obelisks before.
I think it might be
obelisk.
I don't know. I hate to correct you obelisk. And then be wrong.
No, please do. It's obelisk. It's my buried. I'm going to mess that one up too now.
Yeah. Was she buried in the ground or buried?
Buried.
Anyways,
she was Bessie. So surrounding this obelisk. This thing, there's basically a stone perimeter that protects Bessie's plots. Although these plots could hold a large family, Bessie is the only one buried within the perimeter.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a interesting thing. And I don't know about you. So does this sound witchy at all to you, Karina, the way that she's buried?
Well, I mean, the obelisk is it's an ancient Egyptian architecture. It is ancient Egyptian architecture.
I guess so. Yeah, sure.
Let me put on my scholarly glasses here. But no, I mean, I know that it's often associated with like occult stuff.
Okay.
And, like, I have heard that that's like it's often associated with Illuminati or aliens, just because it's an ancient thing.
Yeah.
It's certainly not your traditional shape of a gravestone.
No.
So that's pretty weird.
It is very weird. And, you know, it makes me think of, we talked about in our Coral Castle episode, That dude made...
He made one, too.
He made one, too. But, yeah, I guess yeah, some people that's are...
It's interesting. It's a weird trait.
They like it. They like it. So, Bessie's husband decided on that. So, maybe he was a little weird, too, or something else. He obviously was wealthy enough to, like, build her this whole thing.
Right.
And heartbroken to, like, give her this peaceful resting place that's very big.
Right.
With that being said, here are three reasons why Bessie's tomb is considered unique.
Okay.
First, the stone is made of gray French granite and weighs over 15 tons. I wonder if they hired the guy that Coral Castle did it. Just kidding. So it's this huge granite structure.
So, okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Are you going to tell me how big? Like the size of a person? Or
it's higher. It's definitely taller than a person.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's okay. Very tall. That... It's wow. Yeah. It's probably like two people tall.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's the tallest structure in the cemetery and like back then, but even now still today.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a big old tribute for this woman.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
It stands out so much, yeah.
Yep. Second, Bessie's grave faces west, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but the rest of the cemetery pretty much faces east. And this is because it's a Christian tradition. So it was going against a lot of beliefs of other people that were buried there.
That is interesting.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's a choice.
It is.
That doesn't happen on accident.
Yep. And, like, obviously you can see the obelisk from both sides, but they purposefully put it facing the west where the text was facing.
Right.
That way. And then the third reason why Bessie's tomb is considered unique was because her obelisk.
I think that's it.
Was carved with a unique inscription. And I'm going to read to you what it says. Elizabeth Budd Graham, wife of John Alexander Graham, and daughter of David C. and Florence J. Wilson, born October 19th, 1866, married November 24th, 1887, died November 16th, 1889. A dutiful daughter, devoted mother, and a loving and faithful wife. Now, it's not over.
Okay, I was like, nothing weird.
So the strange part comes after this. It says, ah, broken is the golden bowl, the spirit flown forever. Let the bell toll. A sanity soul floats on the Stygian River. In Guy de Vere, hast thou no tear? Weep now or nevermore. See, on your drear and rigid bier low lies thy love Lenore. Come, let the burial rite be read, the funeral song be sung, an anthem for the queenliest dead that ever died so young, a dirge for her, the doubly dead in that she died so young.
Okay, I gotta be honest with you. I did not absorb a lot of that.
It's okay. But does it at all sound familiar to you?
Does it sound familiar to me?
Yeah, I was wondering if you would pick up on it a little bit.
No.
By the look of your face, I'm like, nope.
It does not sound familiar to me, but the phrase doubly mm-hmm. dead, that does ring a bell. I don't know okay. what. But no, I don't recognize it. Lenore. No, I don't recognize it.
So, to memorialize his wife, Elizabeth, John picked this piece of literature. So this is a poem from a famous American author who is famous for many of his short stories. And the name of this author, Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Her grave literally has the poem Lenore by Edgar Allan Poe on it. And I think it's kind of cool. But what does it mean? Why choose this poem? Edgar Allan Poe had long passed since then, so obviously his poems and his short stories had been circulating, and maybe the couple was a fan of it, mm-hmm. or maybe it just fit the untimely death,
right? Cause it talks scenario. About dying so young.
Yeah, but you know, it's still strange.
Yeah, he's a famous American writer.
Yeah,
but he's known for writing
dark stories. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Horror.
Yeah.
So it is weird.
It is weird.
It's cool. I agree. It's
yeah.
Pretty like hardcore.
Yeah, I wonder if obviously it freaked out some people in the 1800s.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1800s. They intentionally put the grave the wrong way.
Yeah.
And they put the spooky poem on there.
Yeah, and it's this huge grave that's probably super expensive just to like put all of that on there. And it probably would cost per letter or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so something that is also interesting about this poem is that Edgar Allan Poe wrote this for his wife, who also died very young.
Oh my God.
That's yes. So sad. I didn't it's know really, that. Yeah, it's really depressing too, but she died of TB. Similarities, maybe?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
It could go one way or the other, because it seems like Bessie's husband, like, related to Edgar Allan Poe in the sense that he was, like, heartbroken by this death.
Yeah. It seems like.
Yeah. And so you said the name Lenore, like, that's the name of the poem. Even though that isn't the whole text of the whole poem for Lenore, I think it's kind of creepy and interesting, the part that was not put on her grave, because the next part gets a little, like, suspicious. Only because this specific poem goes into detail and it's kind of accusatory at certain people. So I'll go ahead and read that.
Okay.
So this is right after the end of basically that last line where it says, "I dirge for her, the doubly dead, and that she died so young." Mm-hmm. That line is so crazy.
It's good.
So good. So this is the next part right after that, that wasn't put on the stone. Mm-hmm. "Wretches, ye loved her for her wealth and hated her for her pride. And when she fell in feeble health, ye blessed her that she died. How shall the ritual then be read? The requiem how be sung? By you, by yours, the evil eye, by yours, the slanderous tongue, that did to death the innocence that died, and died so young."
Whoa.
Yeah. That's kind of like, you guys did this to her.
Yeah.
Intense. Yeah. So then, of course, there's no wonder that rumors started spreading from right after she was buried in this obelisk was erected. So these people don't know who they are, but they started rumors about this woman. And basically they were saying she may or may not be a witch. And because of the way her grave was, even though there's no indication before she died that she was a witch, that she could be a witch, and people started believing it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because it's the 1860s, right?
1880s. So it's like almost the 90s.
Really? Yeah. It's really like, it's not witch time. No, it's not Salem witch trials remotely. So it is. It's pretty modern for a witch, right?
Yeah, and it's like almost like a scandal,
right?
Like they just talk bad about her because obviously this man had money, and maybe they think that she basically bewitched her husband into marrying her. That's one of the rumors that was going around. Mm-hmm. And or she cast spells of love and protection, and that she was a good witch when she was alive. And the craziest rumor that I took from all of my research was that Bessie was poisoned. So like, it's kind of weird about her death that she wasn't very sick, and then she ended up just like dying so really quickly.
Right, for no reason.
So then that part might coincide with this other part to the poem that wasn't put on her grave.
Hmm.
Now, The mysterious story of a woman who died long ago is still being talked about. Obviously, we're talking about it right now. And her grave still stands in Tallahassee. The rumors that sparked interest in Bessie have continued to spread all the way until the present day. Many tourists, locals, and even present-day witches go to visit her gravesite. And like I explained in the beginning of this episode, they gather.
At full moons.
Yes. And with that being said, another visitor includes me. So I went and checked it out.
during a full moon?
No. It was during the day. I don't know if I would go in the cemetery at night. It was a little scary. It was a little eerie. Cemeteries are cool because you can kind of look back on history when you walk through them.
I love cemeteries.
But I am not I don't think I would be going there at night just because I'd freak myself out.
Same. But I know.
But it was a nice sunny day like a couple months ago. I think it was in January. I guess a month ago, I went with my sister in Tallahassee, and it was definitely really interesting to see.
You didn't see any ghosts?
No ghosts. There was actually a couple other people that were touring the cemetery because I guess it's like something people do in their spare time sometimes, which I was doing it, so no judgment.
Yeah, no judgment.
But the cool thing is that I have some pictures to show you.
Ooh.
But yeah, I'll share them on our Instagram, but I'll kind of explain what's going on.
So I want to see these pictures. Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, you were going to
I was going to see what the phase of the moon is right now.
It's okay, so I looked it up, and the next full moon is March 9th.
Ah!
So this is her grave.
Oh, okay. So that's not what I was picturing, but that's very cool.
No,
that's good. It's just much more adorned than I was picturing. Yeah. You know, like, you said feathers and stuff, but there's, like, a big plumage on top of it.
Yeah, I guess I should have mentioned the plumage.
No. And I see that it is facing against the rest of it.
Yeah.
And nothing else is buried in there.
No.
Like, the rest of the family didn't get buried.
Nope.
Wow.
Actually, her husband, I looked it up, and he is buried. He married again, and he's buried somewhere in Virginia, I believe. I could be wrong on that. Somewhere up there. But yeah, he got remarried. So this is the cemetery. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It's got trees and lots of Spanish moss.
Yeah,
we walked
old.
Around, looked at some other graveyards and its gravestones and read them. A lot of them near Bessie's were really sad because there was a lot of families that had a lot of young children that died. And it was just sad to see that. But this picture here I wanted to show you because I thought it was, like, the craziest thing. And basically, there's proof that present-day witches and curious wanderers still visit Bessie because there are tokens and offerings, as you can see in this picture, that show that people have stopped by and made offerings.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to see if Karina wants to, like, basically say what some of these tokens are.
The most fun is that there's a set of keys.
Yeah.
Which is very cool, in my opinion. There's a set of keys. There's, like, what is that? A crayon?
Yeah, yep.
A crayon. I don't know what
that is. But
it almost looks like a compact mirror.
I was like, is that a blade?
It looks like a blade. Ooh. That looks like a blade.
Yeah.
Did I say it looks like crystals? Mm-hmm. Some crystals.
And then.
Oh, I didn't.
I know. I noticed that later, too.
Cat ears. Like a cat ear headband. What the fuck?
Yeah. And then here's down at the foot of her grave is, like, some more stuff.
Like a flower garland, but it's all dried up or something. That's what it looks like. A really dried up flower garden.
Flower garden.
I mean flower.
Yeah, there's like a weird keychain that says My Hero Academia.
It's a anime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the name of the anime.
I didn't know that. I thought
like,
it was
so weird.
I thought it was something with school. Like, I was like, oh, they're just nerdy. They like school. But there's
that
melted wax.
Wax.
Yeah.
Someone had put their, someone brought, oh, yeah. Very interesting.
This is something.
A jar of pickles?
It's olives, which gross. I don't like olives.
Weird.
Yeah, and then I also, on this other side, you can't see it here, but there's a scrunchie that someone left. But yeah, I thought it was very, almost creepy, for me at least, to think that someone...
The candle wax.
The candle wax and just, like, these little, like, I don't know it, how it works. I tried looking a little into it, and a lot of the Wiccan websites, they promote positive offerings, mm-hmm. like food and stuff that will basically go back into nature, so it'll like right. biodegrade, and like flowers and that kind of thing. But it's weird to think that someone might leave a scrungie, or
like they're asking
like,
for like they want
asking for
the
bad
witch
things
to curse someone.
Yes,
yeah, that's what it feels
that's
like.
What it feels like. But it could be also someone just was like this. I guess when you're making your offering, it has to be something of value to you when you do it.
Gotcha.
So I mean, maybe it's someone's favorite scrungie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or it's the scrungie of their enemy, and it has their enemy's hair on it.
Yeah, I didn't show you this, but now I'm going to show you. But there's also, like, in the pictures that I'm going to post, there is a, it's like a bird bath looking thing, but it's, like, collects water, and then you'll see there's shells in it.
Mm,
and it basically is another thing that people add to for offerings. And, yeah, I think it's a little creepy, but also a little cool. Take
it
how you want
it. And it's, like, it's just, like you said, there's not really much evidence that she was a witch in any way.
It's
just kind of an odd burial site.
It's a weird rumor that got spread, and maybe it's true.
I mean, people are so drawn to it, you know?
But yeah, believe what you want. Good witch, bad witch, not a witch. But that's the story behind the witch's grave.
Nice. Oh.
There's the picture of the bird bath. I'll post it.
Ooh, was this? Oh, I see. It's like a part of it too, like marble.
Yeah,
like maybe flowers would sit in it or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
So old. I love it.
Yep, it's got a lot of I guess what do you call that? Moss growing on it. Mm-hmm. Not moss.
Lichen.
Lichen on the actual stone on the that French marble or granite, but you know. That's going to happen in a cemetery.
It's
over 130 years old.
It's so old that it looks really good.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
it has not, like, deteriorated, really.
Yeah. It was kind of – it's weird walking in the cemetery because there's, like, there was parts where, like, I guess erosion and, like, whatever, like, had ran off. Like, some you could kind of, like, look into, like
–
Yeah, but we didn't look. But
– Yikes.
No, but like the tomb itself like has a lid,
right.
And some of them I'm sure like people have stolen stuff out of them, but it's creepy in the way
Very
that like
creepy.
There's like not sinkholes but like low spots where
sinkholes?
Where
yeah.
like eventually maybe if you're buried that
you'll
fall out, but I mean there's not much left of you by that time.
No.
But yeah,
wow.
That's it. That's all.
That's a fun one. I've heard of that. So it's kind of more of an urban legend than it is a
yeah.
real witch.
Yeah. And I had a little hesitancy wanting to do it because of that. But I'm like, once I visited, I was like, this is really cool because there's actually its continuation. It's not just something that sits there. Like people visit it all the time.
Yeah. That stuff is like new.
Yeah.
Like the My Hero Academia keychain, for example.
Yeah. I thought the melted wax was like creepy.
Yes. I mean, it's just like the power of an urban legend. And then you're like, I don't know.
Or the power of witches.
Or the power of witches.
Anyways,
the power of witchcraft.
Witches.
See you at the next full moon.
Witches.
Bad dreams, sisters.
That's witches.
Do you ever watch Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost?
Hell yeah.
Hex girls.
Hex girls.
As they say, when they say goodbye, they say bad dreams, sisters. It's so funny.
I kind of want to just have us play out with that song, but we'll get sued. So, yeah. Ooh. Just pretend. Just play it on YouTube and listen to the outro verse.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, and
they're Wiccans. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, they're Wiccan.
Not to bring it back to Scooby-Doo once again.
These are our main sources. X-Files and Scooby-Doo.
It's interesting, though, that, like, in the movie, they're Wiccan. They, like, say that. They're like, no, we're Wiccan.
I love
the Earth.
I mean, I love the Earth, too. And I kind of want to go to, if I'm ever in Tallahassee on a full moon, I definitely want to drive by and see if
anyone's out there. See candlelight by the graveside.
Be like, hey guys, what are you doing?
And then they turn and
with red eyes.
Yeah, and sacrifice you.
Or they like say, welcome to our meeting. Today we're talking about scrunchies. Did you bring yours to offer, Bessie? I don't know. Speaking of offerings, you can make a digital offering and give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, if you want to leave an offering to us, we take that in the form of reviews.
Yes, please leave us reviews. Don't leave us olives because I hate olives. Don't leave us.
I love olives.
We'll leave Karina olives. You can leave me a keychain, some crayons, but most importantly those reviews, because they help us and 5 stars
I know we haven't done true crime in a while. We took a little true crime break from the really dark true crime that we started the year off.
Yes, we did. Well, we're coming back though. We're next time.
Yes, next time we're going back at it, and we are going to be taking a little break.
Spring break.
As it's called. Spring break.
We're still working, but we need a little break. So
spring break forever.
So check out our little posts. We're gonna make some posts, but
we're gonna post some memes and stuff, but we won't be posting an episode next week. Yeah. So
take that time that you would listen to our podcast and go watch Scooby-Doo or X-Files, and then you'll get why we talk about them so much.
Yeah, and you can just, you know, comment.
Come vacation on Instagram in Florida.
And tell us what your favorite Scooby-Doo episode is.
Oh my God, yes. Okay. New challenge. Also, come to visit Florida if you're on your spring break. If you do that.
A lot of people will be here.
Yeah, a lot of people will be here. Stay safe.
Yeah, be careful.
Watch the roads.
Don't watch for creepers. Cars or strangers.
Yeah, don't.
Florida has an incredibly high rate of human trafficking.
Watch out for witches. More importantly, watch out for Florida Man.
Yeah, watch out for Florida Man. Don't trust Florida Man under any circumstances. Florida Man is not to be trusted.
No.
But yeah.
All right. That's
it. We'll see you in a week. Not next week. The week after.
Okay.
Have a nice spring break.
Stop listening.
Okay. Stop listening. Bye.
All the music for our podcast is provided by The Murmurs and their album Get Swell Soon. You can listen to The Murmurs on Spotify or find them on their Bandcamp page.
If you're interested in learning more about us, you can visit our website at peninsulaobscura.com. And check out our Instagram at Peninsula Obscura. You can listen to our podcast on most platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts.